as with every week, because I haven't figured out how to do a podcast yet this far in. Actually, this one's not so much on me, but a little disclaimer for this episode is that the audio kind of cut out in the middle. Like, it literally just stopped recording in the middle of us, recording. So, if you see any unexpected cuts, I think there should be two throughout because it stopped twice. It'll just be for a minute. It's us just popping right back into conversation. So, there's little pieces that are missed out. But this is just a warning ahead of time where you're like, oh, it skipped. Yeah, that's what happened. But I hope you guys enjoy. Appreciate everything you do. Hopefully, I don't have to record these in the future. But here, you can enjoy this while I edit it. Yeah, enjoy.
Welcome back. Booth Review Podcast, Season 6?
Yes.
Episode 4. We're flying through them. Going to start getting weekly episodes out again. I'm Brandon Higley.
Along with Nathan King.
Nate's got the agenda. He's got it written down, so he's going to let us know.
I mainly just have the game picks that were written in, but on for agenda, of course, we're going to go over the games, as we always do. But right now, I'm 36-25-1 on our picks. Brandon's 38-23-1, taking the lead. But we're going to talk college football, teams such as Penn State, of course, with what happened. We're going to talk Texas, Notre Dame, of course. We're going to hit on some baseball, some game picks for the NFL, and where else? Maybe some basketball
baseball
preseason?
Playoffs.
Yeah, baseball playoffs.
A couple of hockey contracts just got signed, so a couple of things in the sports world, so should be
good. But first off, I think we should start off with the college.
Yep.
As we typically do. Let's start off with a game that we picked differently. Virginia versus Louisville. I picked Virginia. I think you picked Louisville, but it was they won 30-27, I believe.
Yes.
Very close game. I still think my takeaway is Louisville's still a pretty good team.
Yeah, that's a good win for UVA. I don't know who they have left on their schedule. That's what they already have one loss. I know that.
Yep.
But a team that could potentially be in the ACC championship picture. Hold on.
They play Washington State, UNC, Cal, Wake Forest, Duke, Virginia Tech. It's not that hard of a schedule.
Yeah, I think Virginia Tech obviously is always a war, but they're down this year.
Yep.
At Duke's going to be tough. At Cal's going to be tough. But I see a world where UVA is 11-1 and pretty sneakily, comfortably into the top 10.
Yep.
Playing for an ACC championship and a college football playoff bid, which if you would have told me that at the beginning of the year, I would have called you nuts, but here we are.
What do you think their playoff odds are? Like, you think they could – what do you think their chance of getting in is?
I mean, if they're 11-1, they're in no matter what, probably, even if they lose the championship game.
I think they just have to hope for some losses, honestly, at this point. As for Louisville, who do they play?
That was their first loss?
I believe that was their first loss. There's not many undefeated teams left. They play Miami next week. They're going to have their second loss.
Ooh, yeah. Miami's good, which is good.
I will argue, this is going off a little bit, I think Miami's the best team in college football.
I agree. Best wins, at least.
I don't know why Ohio State's won. They beat an unranked Texas. They were ranked one at the time, of course. But now looking at it, they're not as good as we thought. Which we'll get into that, but I think Miami has had the more quality wins throughout the season. I think they should be one simply because they beat the best. So
yeah, I mean, they beat Notre Dame, who's now in the top 16. USF's back into the top 25 now,
yep.
I believe.
I think they should be.
Yeah, 100%. Now that Florida State win, very good win as well, by a lot. So best resume in the country by far, and I think that their offense has been one of the best offenses in the country also. So.
Yeah.
Resurgence of Carson Beck.
Hate it.
Don't love it either, but we need them to keep winning for our sake. So,
think A&M too. And I realize now looking at it, it's like Notre Dame lost by a combined 4 points to these teams that are top eight right now, top six. Mm-hmm. A&M six?
They're six because Indiana's seven, yes.
Yes, which fair enough. But still not sure how real Indiana is, but they did kill Illinois. I think Illinois is good, but we'll have to see another
out.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's Illinois play? Ohio State this week. That's going to be great. We'll talk about that, too. Next one I have Vandy, Bama. I picked Vandy. I'm not that mad about picking Vandy because the game was closer than the final score. Crucial pick right at the end when Vandy was down 13-20. That if they were in the red zone, if they scored, they would have been tied. They lost, what, 13-30, I think it was. But they kind of shot themselves in the foot in a close game.
I think it was a 9-point game, final score.
Was it?
I think. I want to check, though.
Regardless, it was closer than it showed. It was 14-30.
No, it was 30-14. They scored a late touchdown, but it was a lot closer than that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if Vandy didn't throw that pick, they probably it would have been very down to the wire, very close, of course, because again, red zone would have tied the game right there. Actually, would have taken the lead, I believe. Would have been 21-20. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah, and just goes to show the trajectory Vanderbilt's program's heading in. You know. Competitive games with Alabama in back-to-back years, one of them being a victory. Going into Tuscaloosa and battling for that long speaks volumes about what Clark Lee's doing down there. So look for them to be one of the top-tier SEC programs in the next decade. I mean, Clark Lee's doing a great job. It's a very easy sell. Great school. Nashville, Tennessee. Vanderbilt, I mean, their stadium's getting a huge renovation and upgrades. So
yep.
It's gonna be sick to see how that plays out for them in the next 5 years, but
I still think Pavia's sick. By the way, I tough loss, of course, but I still think he's gonna be sneaky in the draft, I believe, and I think he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, and that's a team that could still make the playoff. That's their
first loss. I don't know what Vandy's schedule looks like, but it's what I will say with I'll say NIL money. They play LSU. I think they beat LSU.
LSU at home.
Missouri
at home.
Texas.
Auburn at home. Kentucky at home and at Tennessee.
So they have to win three of these tough games, I think.
Two of them at home.
Missouri's ranked high. I think that's kind of a product of everyone around them losing. I don't think they're a genuine 14, in my opinion. Same thing with LSU being 11. I don't think they're as phenomenal.
You can call me biased, but I think Notre Dame smokes both of those teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I think Vandy has a good shot in all of these games, which is something that you could not say in the past. So even for them to have a chance.
Even last year, you wouldn't say that. I mean, they beat Alabama last year, but they didn't have an awesome season.
No. What I will say about NIL is where I thought it would just make the top teams powerhouses, it has actually leveled out the playing field quite a bit in terms of maybe the lower teams. Like, HBU's aren't, of course, getting these players now without the money. But you have teams such as Vandy, teams such as Stanford just got $50 million. That was a donation, but you have teams that can pay for these players, and you have a lot of these Big Ten, like, mid teams that are now competing, you know, in top 20, programs that have looked great. Vandy, Illinois has looked much better. South Carolina has looked
Indiana
much better.
Making the playoff
Indiana making the playoff. Boise State has looked much better. I mean,
well, it's a good team they just played.
So. Yes. but it's like these mid-major teams are just getting much better, in my opinion. It's nice to see because it kind of levels out the playing field, and you have some of these non-power conferences actually having success and having a chance to make the playoffs. So I think that's something that's kind of caught me off guard with NIL and not what I predicted, but I think it's cool.
It is cool. I mean, leveling out the playing field is something that was a problem in college football throughout the entire 2010s. You know, you had your Alabama, Clemson, LSU – Reign of Terror.
Yes.
Georgia, yeah. I think there's a good chance that there's a new national champion every year for the rest of the decade. I just think it's so spread out now, and it's all dependent on NIL and who you can get in the portal, which say what you want about it. It's good for college football in terms of watchability.
Yes.
If you're a fan of a Group of Five team, it might not be awesome, but if you like a Power Five team and you're a diehard and you just like watching good playoff football that's competitive, I think it's been a success so far. So,
fully agree. Next game. Actually, before that, I want to talk. Memphis ranked. They're undefeated. That's just a shock, I think. I just wanted to say good on Memphis.
Make the playoff.
Everyone has a shot. No losses. But the game I want to talk about, Notre Dame-Boise, of course. We're going to hit on Notre Dame no matter who they play. Hell of a game.
I am very happy. I think that the score was a lot closer than the game actually was.
Which is crazy because we won by, what, like 20?
28-7.
Yeah.
They left probably 14 or 17 on the board.
Yeah, the first half was rough, I will say. Much closer than I'd liked it to be, but we pulled away in the second half. Madsen, clown of the week, one of them. Four picks, no touchdowns. Two of them to Leonard Moore. So, dog.
Back in the lineup.
Defense is looking good again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Figuring out how to play zone defense. Figuring out the Chris Ash scheme. I had to be careful with my words there. But yeah, no, they have figured out the scheme. They're communicating better, learning how to mix up coverages. Getting home. They've been sending more pressure. It's been working. Yep. I think that was probably a Marcus Freeman idea. You know, he's been sending linebackers and sending blitz packages. So they have the talent to be the best defense in the country. They haven't shown that, but the last 2 weeks, it's been pretty promising.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Madsen, I think, has lost most of his draft stock at this point. JT Merchant. Yes. I mean, he kind of, now we're looking at it, the passing lane seemed to only have been open because of that dominant run that they had with JT. He's really struggled this year, and even against a great team, zero touchdowns, four picks, that's not going to get you drafted. So he'll probably be,
Had the rushing touchdown on the,
he could be very late or undrafted signed, but I mean, he's still pretty young, isn't he? But still, it's not looking good.
Junior?
Potentially. I think he'd, if he's a junior, I think he'd stay. There's no way he's going to a draft after this season so far.
You can check. He's either a junior or a senior. I know he's upperclassman, but
no, I still love CJ Carr. I don't know. I think we're in a new era
he's
there.
He's the best freshman quarterback in the country.
But what Notre Dame's really thriving on is that 1-2 punch. I think Love had over 100 again, right? And Price had like 80-something. I believe that was a stat line on those. And those two, when they near, or when both of them have over 150, near 200, we typically win. So we just have to get them going.
They're both gone. They're going to the draft, both of them.
No. Absolutely.
They're both unbelievable. It's the best Notre Dame running back duo in the history of the
I think
program.
Love should be a first-round pick. And I think
you could argue Price could be a first-round pick.
I think Price will be mid-second, probably. Yes. Or they hate Notre Dame, and they'll both be third, fourth round for some reason.
Which is awesome.
I mean,
because someone will get a steal.
Yeah, Xavier Watts is the dog.
Maddox Mattson is a junior, eligibility-wise, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I think he'd stay.
Probably should.
I don't see a point. Get the money you can. But next up.
Portal.
UCLA, let's talk about it.
UCLA had not led for a single second of football all season until they led the entire game against Penn State.
Two things. One, Drew Aller, first half, egregious, terrible. They were down, 21-7, I believe, some, 28, maybe. It was something ridiculous in the first half. Going into the second half, he showed up. One who didn't show up, Penn State defense.
Or the running backs.
Or the running backs. Yeah, the running backs looked terrible. They were swarmed immediately. Penn State defense looks bad. They're unranked. This was the first time in 40 years that a top 10 team lost to a defeated team, 0-4 or worse. I think BYU in the 70s. So,
number one and number two preseason AP top 25 teams now unranked.
Which hasn't happened in, it's been a while.
wow.
But, I mean, I was shocked. I don't think they had a field rush, which is crazy.
They had one guy rush the field, and he got swarmed by security.
From what I heard is they had it decked out with security throughout the field.
The Rose Bowl is very tough to rush the field. They got stuff everywhere.
Yeah. But good on UCLA. But, yeah, I'd say it's more so – I don't think it shows us much about UCLA. I don't think they're that good.
I agree.
What I think it more so shows us is that Penn State's who we thought they were.
Yeah.
And I didn't think they were good. They didn't play anyone. I was like, why are they ranked this high?
They still don't have a Power 4 win.
No. And they're one of the only major programs that don't. So it's embarrassing.
They were the only top 25 team last week that didn't have one.
Mm-hmm. Did you see James Franklin, what he was tweeting out?
Yeah.
It's a new week. Northwestern.
Oh, boy.
If they can't beat Northwestern, there's an issue. If you can't beat UCLA, there's an issue.
They can't fire them either, dude. Do you know what his buyout is?
What?
$56 million.
How long's the contract?
It's a long one. They can't fire him. They're going to totally tank their NIL fund if they fire James Franklin. $56 million buyout, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it. So they're stuck for a while, which I'm all for.
Did you see offensive coordinator? What's his name? Neuheisel, I believe? Or? Yeah. Yeah, it was in the serve, carried off. I think they'll hire him full-time at this point.
They should now, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But was this his first or second game? I know he's interim offensive coordinator, right?
First game?
Damn. That's all I have to say. Like, it's super impressive, though, and good on him. Former quarterback?
I don't know.
I think he was, like, a decade ago. But, yeah, he's only 33. You know, the team loves him. They have something to rally around. Maybe good looks for UCLA, but, again, their season's been over. The biggest mistake in a transfer portal? Nico, I think. I mean, I don't know why you'd leave to go to UCLA.
Yeah, I mean,
I still don't get that. I don't like
fighting Tennessee over money.
It's still a major program, and you just tank your draft stock doing that. Carson Beck, at least he's going to Miami.
Yeah,
I mean, you're leaving a top program for a top program. So, and he's had a turnaround. Like I said, I hate it. But
we've talked about UCLA too. That's a dying program. So
yeah, UCLA, USC. I said the California teams. So.
USC's not ranked anymore either.
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. He's right, yeah.
Next up, Florida beat Texas. Lagway looked good, actually. I thought Lagway was overrated going into the season. I still think he's overrated.
Just Anthony Richardson again?
Yeah.
Just super inconsistent, but a freak athlete.
He's a freak athlete. When he's on one, he's on one. The problem is you have to develop him right, and he's just not there. I think he might be a head case. Because when he's having fun, when he's out there, I'd say, like, similarly, like, player-wise, late career Cam Newton, when he's having fun, he's on one. But when the times get rough, he's terrible. Anthony Richardson, terrible unless they're up big.
Dude, his arm talent's unbelievable, Lagway. It's just he's inconsistent with his feet. He doesn't process super well.
Yep.
It's kind of a theme out of the Florida quarterback room lately. So, I mean, Anthony Richardson got benched for Daniel Jones, which worked out. Jones is playing very well, but at the time, you were definitely questioning why.
Anthony Richardson might have one of the best arms and might be one of the most athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Period.
It's not crazy to say that.
I watched him back foot throw at 60 yards. That's ridiculous.
He's like 6'5", 230 and runs a 4.4.
All the tangibles, but sloppy footwork, sloppy decision-making. And all of that applies to DJ Lagway as well.
Just less big. But
that being said, we're not here to rip on Lagway right now. They won.
They did.
Texas, unranked. I don't know why they were number one going into the season with a quarterback who hadn't played. I didn't think that was smart. I think it should have just been Ohio State again. If we are starting a season, it makes the most sense to me. Well, new QB there, I suppose, as well. But I don't know. I just don't think Texas deserve to be number one simply because they have Arch. I think Arch will be fine, but I think he's not consensus number one overall anymore. He's not Heisman race anymore.
He's probably not going to go out for the draft this year.
No, I don't think he will. I don't think he should. And everyone was questioning, why not Ewers? Or why is Ewers still here? Why don't we just start Manning? This is why. Ewers was more complete. He was ready. He had a chance to give him a national championship. Arch wouldn't have won him a championship last year.
The minute I got there. He's been sloppy, dude. I don't even know where it came from. Like, last year he looked good in his limited opportunities, albeit against bad teams, but
they put him in, though, when they were up big, typically.
Yeah.
So it's a lot less pressure when you're winning by 35.
True.
But I still think Arch is going to be good. I really do. I just think that he's too inconsistent at this point, and I don't think he's NFL ready.
No, not even close.
And I think his name got him a lot of the credit. But he shouldn't, because his first name's Archibald. So
he's super talented. He's just got to clean it up a little bit. But he needs this year. This is what he needs. He needs to get his butt kicked. He needs to, you know, get the experience, the bad experiences out of the way. Work in the off season. Come back next year ready to go.
The best thing is if he just learns from it. I think that's the most important thing, because a lot of quarterbacks will take this and they'll just struggle the rest of their career. And if he can get back up after a tough season, then good on him. What's Texas' record right now? They have two losses?
Two losses.
It's not over.
If Sark can't figure him out, nobody can, because that dude knows how to develop quarterbacks. Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
We'll see. But
any other games? I mean, I had Cincy beat Iowa State, but Iowa State just kind of looked sloppy. So
it did look bad. I did watch that game.
Yeah. I didn't think Iowa State – I mean, they're unranked now, aren't they? They should be. They were like 22, 23, something like that.
They were 14, I think.
At one point, but I think they fell even farther. Are they ranked now? Cyclone. No, 22? Oh, so they were 14. Okay.
Yeah, they were 14.
Still, I didn't think they deserved to be 14. I'm not that shocked, honestly. I think Iowa State's looked a little sloppy throughout the year. They'll get back. They play Colorado. Colorado's terrible. They have no coverage this year. But I don't think Iowa State's going to come back this year because they play BYU, Arizona State. TCU even looked pretty good. So, I don't know. That's all I have. Go Bearcats.
We got some good games this week.
Yeah. Who do we have playing? I mean, first off, we can start off Illinois, Ohio State. In Illinois. Am I correct?
At Illinois.
Yeah.
Big noon on Fox. Ohio State favored by 14.5 on the road.
I think they cover. I think Ohio State covers that.
Yeah.
I like Illinois. Mean, Indiana's giving you belt. Even if you play your worst game, probably not going to fare so well against Ohio State.
I could see 17-20-point win
for
Ohio State.
Even I could see even more. It depends on how sloppy they are. They have to – it is home, but Illinois, it's not the greatest home field advantage in comparison, and I think they have to really start off strong because if they make it a close – even if they make it – a close game or they're down a score in the first quarter, I think it's over. They're going to have to take a big lead early in order to have a chance, I feel.
Friday night game, actually very interesting game. South Florida, number 24, South Florida, at 5-0, North Texas. North Texas is favored at home by 1.5.
I'm going South Florida, and that's because South Florida has had the wins. Maybe they got belt. Who'd they get killed by?
Miami,
Everyone's getting killed by Miami. I don't see. I get their 5-0, but who has North Texas beat? You know, I mean, we'll I can look at that. But I honestly think I'm gonna
North Texas,
South Alabama, Army, Washington State. Yeah, this is. It's 5-0, but it's not 5-0 against anyone great. You know.
Yeah, I agree. I think South Florida is more battle-tested. I think they take care of business.
Yeah. I don't know. I still don't know why they're favorite. I don't get that. They beat Lamar. North Texas did. I don't even know where Lamar is.
Anyways. Alabama at Missouri. Alabama favored by 3.5 on the road. I think they cover, too.
Give me Bama. I like Missouri. They have a very good run game, but I mean... I think Bama's run defense is pretty good themselves, so I mean.
Big fan of Ty Simpson, what he's doing lately.
Yeah.
Through his first pick of the year last year, he was at 11 touchdowns, 0 picks going into the Vanderbilt game. So, taking care of the football, they have better athletes, they have better coaching staff, they're in good shape going into this game at Mizzou. So.
What's your score prediction?
31-17.
Bama?
Bama.
Yeah, that's fair. Give me 20-17, Bama. I'm going low scoring here.
That being said,
I could see Missouri winning this. Bama's another team that they have to start off good or their entire game's garbage. They don't make a lot of great adjustments, I don't think. I think if their game plan works, it does. And if it doesn't, they're screwed.
Next game is my personal favorite game of the week. It's number 7 Indiana at number 3 Oregon. Oregon favored by 7.5. And I'm going to take Indiana outright to beat Oregon at Autzen.
Nah. I think that Indiana covers the spread. Give me Oregon. I'm sorry. It's Indiana. They played Illinois. They killed Illinois. It's different. Oregon is battle-tested. Oregon has phenomenal weapons across the board. The NIL money is insane for them. It's helped Indiana. But this is regular season. Oregon thrives in the regular season. Playoffs, not so much. Maybe it'd be different if they were playing in the playoffs. I think I'm going Oregon here. Will I probably be wrong? Potentially.
I am a huge fan of the quarterback play in this game. Dante Moore has been phenomenal.
Yes.
Fernando Mendoza might have worked his way into the number one overall pick conversation for Indiana. Dan Lanning in big games, other than Penn State, not awesome. Kirk Cignetti, untested. His only real big games have been against Ohio State and Notre Dame last year, who was in the national championship. Give me Indiana, man. I like this team better than last year's Indiana team. So they win this game, they might just work themselves into the top two teams in the nation, them and Ohio State.
Mendoza's a junior? I think so. I think he's a redshirt junior.
Yeah, he's a transfer from... So, where did he come from? Oh, my goodness.
Mendoza came... Cal?
Yes, that's right. And Mateer came from Washington State to Oklahoma. That's what I was thinking of. So, yeah. Came from Cal.
It's going to be a good game.
He's having a great year.
There's been a great season. Can I say that? Like, there's been a lot of upsets this year. It's been... I think it's still anyone's.
It is.
Like... Other than that, I don't think there's any great games.
Interesting game is the Red River rivalry, Oklahoma-Texas. Oklahoma without John Mateer for this game.
Did not know that.
Could be interesting. Oklahoma still favored by 1.5 is all, so basically even.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a war. Watch out for that game. Florida at number 5, A&M. A&M favored by 7.5. Florida coming off a big win against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Georgia going into Jordan-Hare Stadium and playing Auburn. Favored by 3.5 on the road. Could be interesting. Auburn reeling lately, but, you know, quarterback play has been good for them as well. Oh, what's that kid's name? Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jackson Arnold, who was at Oklahoma last year. USC hosts Michigan. 2.5-point spread in favor of USC in that game. I think Michigan wins outright. And that's about it for solid games. Is Sellers back for South Carolina?
He's been back. But yeah, I think he's still been banged up. He's playing through
injury,
I believe.
They're at LSU this weekend. But
give me LSU. South Carolina's been extremely disappointing, and I think Sellers has kind of played, because he's playing through that injury, has kind of played himself out of that number one pick conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
I think DJ Lagway has hurt his stock. I think that... Arch is completely out of there. Green's out of there.
My three favorite guys that are draft eligible, in no particular order, are John Mateer, Fernando Mendoza, and Dante Moore.
Yeah, that's fair.
None of those guys would have been on my radar coming into the season.
Nah, my radar was, here's these QBs. I think these ones are overrated. Where do you think Carson Beck ranks?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. That Miami team is really, really good. This is the first year he's shown that he's truly elite,
mm-hmm.
and it took him a long time. This is his fifth year or fourth. He's probably somewhere between 4 and 6 in the class, but it's not a great class.
And my next question is, who do you think flies under the radar in the top 25? Who isn't getting enough love? I think a lot of the top 10, actually. I've heard very little conversations around Ole Miss. I've heard very little about Texas Tech right now.
Texas Tech's nasty. I think it's...
Michigan only has a loss.
I think it's
Oklahoma.
A&M, dude. I don't know. There's not a lot of people talking about Texas A&M. Marcel Reed's been very, very good for them.
Mm.
Really like what Mike Elko's doing over there. That's a good football team. They came into South Bend and had one of the tougher places to play in the country. Took care of business, dude.
Here, I'll give you some teams, and I'll ask you if they're fake or real in terms of, like, being good. Georgia Tech. Currently 5-0. Fake?
I don't think they can throw the football at a high enough level.
Right? You think they drop out?
Yeah, eventually. They'll lose to somebody.
BYU. Also 5-0.
In terms of, like, can I think they win a national championship good or, like, make the playoff?
I think make playoff good for this because I don't see them winning.
I think BYU can make the playoff. They're probably the best team in the Big 12, right? Texas Tech, maybe?
Yeah, probably Texas Tech I'd go, but... Yeah. Okay. What just happened? Oh, my God. Can I record? You picked up? Okay, we lost you guys for a second. Well, there goes the cameras, because that's gone. So no camera this week. That's awesome. But we're back with the audio. Okay, next up, who do I have going through? Do you think Oklahoma, do you think they're actually legit?
I do, and especially if Mateer can get healthy. That's a team that can win a national championship, in my opinion.
Alabama ranked 8th right now.
They're probably right there. I mean, they're real. That's a good quarterback. They have one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver in the country. DeBoer, not sold on him, but they got a lot of high-end talent, so I think they're real.
Number 12, Tennessee.
Fake. Just don't see them keeping up with a really, really good SEC.
I respect that. I don't think I have any. I mean, we could talk Virginia, Vandy, but we already have. There is Memphis.
For a group of five, they're real. They can get in. Them or Old Dominion.
Dominion's look nice. Who's sprayed so out? Sick. Do they? I'm not finding it. I don't know who the first left out is. Cool. Where are we going now? Do you want to talk baseball? Do you want
to? Let's hit baseball and hockey quick before we go to NFL.
I haven't been keeping up with the hockey. I will say that.
Opening night was cool, but I just wanted to touch on the contracts. Connor McDavid signed a 2-year extension. It was actually 12 million AAV, which is a huge discount. Less than Jack Eichel just got today. Jack Eichel just signed an 8-year extension for 13.5. Someone just signed a huge deal. Hockey. Oh, Kaprizov. He signed for over 15 million.
So. It's crazy because it's the difference in money I always think about is Paolo Banchero made 12 million his rookie year. And just different contracts in sports, and hockey's just not getting paid like everyone else.
Yeah, I think the cap's like just over 100 million.
Ugh.
But McDavid took a huge pay cut. They were talking like he was going to get $20 million a year. He's getting 12 for a 2-year bridge deal. So like if he doesn't win a cup in these next 2 years in Edmonton, he might leave.
What do you think? How much does it impact his legacy to win a cup?
I think in Edmonton, he's got to do it in Edmonton, where he was drafted. If he leaves somewhere and goes somewhere nasty and wins one, it's less beneficial.
Do you think his career will line up similarly to Mike Trout if he can't do it? In terms
of somewhere else, you know? So, you know, if Mike Trout would have left the Angels when he was 28, might be talking differently about Mike Trout, but...
He probably should have
is right. It's a bad organization.
But, no, I mean, good on McDavid. I think that is a big pay cut in terms... I think he probably deserved more, but, I mean, he's been the best player. It's not even close. He's the best player I've ever seen in my life, so...
Mm-hmm.
We got to see him live.
I saw him and Crosby live in the same season, which was really cool. But Crosby takes a pay cut every year, too. He said he'll never sign for more or less than $8.7 million, which is why he's awesome.
Mm-hmm. As for baseball playoffs right now.
Yep. NLDS is going on. ALDS is going on. It's Yankees, Blue Jays. Blue Jays currently lead 2-1. Game 4 is tonight.
They choked game 3?
They did. They were up 6-1. Ended up losing. Aaron Judge with a huge 3-run homer. Finally with an impactful hit in the postseason. First one ever for him. And then the Mariners currently losing game 3 when it's a 1-1 series with the Tigers. Down 8-3 right now. The Tigers are hitting a ton of home runs. Whoever wins that series is who I'm rooting for in the World Series, by the way. And then the NLDS is Dodgers-Phillies. Dodgers lead that series 2-0. They play game 3 tonight.
Mariners is over, by the way. Game 4.
Game 3 or 4?
4. They're tied 2-2 now. Tigers won 9-3.
Oh, Mariners won the other night then.
Yeah, gotcha. I saw fans crying for Mariner win, which is, like...
They haven't been good ever.
When was their last one before this? Their last home playoff win? Like, 2000?
Yeah, 2001, I think.
Yeah.
And then the other series is...
Blue Jays, Yankees, no, Tigers, Mariners, Brewers, Cubs.
Brewers, Cubs, which the Brewers are smashing the Cubs right now. Well, not right now, but.
Yeah, Cubs are up 4-1, but yeah, they're 2-0 right now. Going into the playoffs, I will say, you're a Pirates fan, I'm a Cardinals fan. We're outside the window watching them do, they're watching them play. It kind of hurts a little bit.
There's no excuse because the Brewers spend just as little money as we do, and it's just, I can't even talk about baseball without getting mad anymore. But
no, fair. I was so into the season, and then losing streak. I couldn't do it anymore. Once we were competing for the division, then we were down 13 games.
Yeah.
Hurts. But I think the Cubs, I don't think Cubs win this series. I think they melt down again. I think that's
Cubs are struggling. Brewers are nasty. I don't know how they do it every year. We talk about this all the time, but they get worse on paper every year, and they get better on the field.
I think I'm rooting for the Brewers, but if both teams lost, it would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm not rooting for actually, I'm not rooting for any team except for Seattle and Detroit and the entire rest of the
fully
playoffs.
Fully agree. Which sucks that they're playing now, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, well, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays right now.
Oh, yeah, I don't want the Yankees to win. Absolutely not.
But... And of course the Phillies, but the Phillies are going to be bounced.
Mike could,
but Dodgers are just unfair, man. I think they're going to repeat. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. They had two games and pitched three pitchers that were all aces.
Yes,
it was a joke.
It's just unfair. There's a huge imbalance in teams right now. But I will say it was beautiful. I wish Toronto wouldn't have melted down. A 3-0 lead would have been great. I don't know.
Well, it's best of five, now. So. Series would have been over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah. I disagree with that, too, with how long baseball is, how short playoffs are.
Dude, the wild card series is nuts. I mean, better than the one-game wild card that screwed the Pirates over back in the day. But
I just don't think it's right. It doesn't – you play 162 games for playoffs, and then you are out in, you know, a best of five series. Yeah. You're in a best-of-three series. That doesn't determine who's the best.
It's crazy.
Well, know what it determines? You have – one or two pitchers that are better. Yeah. That's what those do.
Oh, yeah. And your bullpen's got to be nasty.
Yes. But you could have absolute garbage depth. Absolute garbage depth going in and be absolutely fine. Do you think Tigers win the series?
I don't. I think the Mariners win that series.
Think both those teams get bounced in the next round or no?
I think the Mariners could win the whole thing. I don't think the Tigers could.
I think Tigers' pitching is nasty.
Tigers' pitching is nasty.
But you have to get hits.
Yeah. And Seattle's pitching is very good, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm just hoping the Yankees and Dodgers get bounced. Yankees, I think, have a good chance to get bounced. So today, 7 o'clock. 7:08. Baseball start times are the weirdest.
Yeah, I think the Yankees probably win tonight. Cam Schlittler against a bullpen game for the Blue Jays.
And then it goes back to Toronto.
And it's all down to one game, man.
You hear me, though? It's going to be in Toronto?
Yep.
We'll see. We'll see.
We will see.
There's still two games to get done. I in my head, I just... Yankees are a better team, in my opinion.
Vladdy's unconscious right now. He's having an unbelievable postseason.
As an overall team, I think the Yankees are a better team. But I think the Yankees that... I think they've been just disappointing since... For as much as they're talked up, I get New York teams suck, but the Yankees haven't been the greatest team in my life, you know?
Yeah. They haven't won since 2009.
Yeah. And they have, how many titles do they have? 27, yeah. I think in the playoffs is where they kind of have been struggling, and I don't think they perform. And Judge, a lot of the times, has been where he's been phenomenal in the regular season. Not as much in the postseason, always.
Good on him yesterday. Yeah, he's having one this year, thankfully, for him. But
yeah.
I like him. I don't like the Yankees, but I do like Aaron Judge.
Yesterday, did Cal Riley hit a home run yesterday?
Yes.
61?
62. I think. Which, like, they don't count towards regular season stats.
Still ridiculous.
Yeah, as a catcher, is nuts. And he's not going to win MVP, which he shouldn't, but...
Yeah, I agree. Any other games? I don't think that. I mean, I think... Oh. Hello. They can probably hear us. Yeah, but I'm throwing off now. I think that the I think Dodgers win. I think they win the whole thing. I think that the Blue Jays win.
This series, I just bit my tongue.
Yeah, they got the bye and could run through them in four. So their pitching is going to be a lot healthier.
Give me the Brewers by Cub Meltdown. I don't know. Give me Detroit. I'm going to go Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, that one could go either way. They're both similarly built. Wow. Good pitching at the top. Solid bullpens. Each team. Well, Seattle's got the better hitting, but I think Detroit's got the better pitching, but both very close. So, very balanced rosters. But Detroit has the better playoff manager. AJ Hinch won a World Series with the Astros. So, you know, maybe that helps them get over the hump. But
Cal Raleigh, how old? He's under 30 right now. I think he's like 28, 29. I think he's 28.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. I believe he's 28. Good on Seattle. I'm glad. I am really glad that they're good. Baseball, I feel like it's always top heavy, and you don't have a lot of teams in cycle, I feel. Good on Detroit as well for that. So it's really nice to see that these teams are in contention. I don't know. It's different. I like seeing a game for people at the top in baseball.
Seattle has never won the World Series. They haven't been good since 2001. I mean, I know they went a couple years in a row.
Yeah.
But this is their first real shot at a World Series since 2001, I think. So it'd be cool to see that.
Yeah.
Football?
In a second, my question is, when is the next Pirates playoff berth? Give me a year.
It might never happen. I'm so serious.
Never.
They're not going to spend money on a lineup.
Okay. How long until they relocate?
I think their lease is up in like... I want to look it up when the lease is up.
You think they relocate when the lease is up?
They might. There's not. Their attendance is going down every year.
Which is a shame because it's the best stadium.
Yeah. It ends in 2030. Hmm. So, could be the last 5 years of Pirates baseball.
We could buy the Pirates.
Yeah, we could.
Cardinals, I say they make it, not next year, year after.
They probably will, yeah.
That's where I'm at. I think we actually have a solid farm again for a while, which is something that we relied on my entire life and we just haven't had.
Here's a stat. You ready?
Yeah.
Since the Pirates hired Ben Charrington as general manager in 2020, every team in the NL Central has made the playoffs twice. The Pirates have not even sniffed. The Pirates finished above last once in that span.
And they beat the Cardinals.
And they got fourth, whoop-de-doo. They won 77 games.
That's kind of my measure of knowing that I'm bad, is that we're close to the Pirates.
Yeah.
Which is a...
Fair.
Weird way to look at it, but when we're within a few games ever, even within 10 games, I feel like we're a bad team.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, man. You could have picked any team.
They'll never be good, but the Steelers are always good, so that totally makes up for it.
And you could have chose the good hockey team, too.
Could have. Well, they're not good anymore, but...
In your life, you would have had success, though.
Yeah, we're going to the playoffs this year. We're going to the playoffs.
Heard it here first. Every year.
We're going to the playoffs this year.
We will have this conversation next year.
I'm telling you, they're going to the playoffs. Their defense is so much better.
We'll see how physical they are.
Yeah.
Anyways, football.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, first real quick, just touching on it. I just want to talk about the Bulls-Cavs real quick. Buzelis looks amazing. I think he had 19 points.
A little boozy fart.
Yuki looks good. Giddy looks good.
Which is awesome.
Did
Kobe play? Probably not.
A little bit, I think.
They got to get him signed.
Absolutely. Let me look at his time. No, I don't believe so. No, he did not.
Probably because they got to get him signed.
Dallin Terry looked mid. But you see the blocks at the end?
I did not.
Two huge blocks to end the game. Okoro? How do you say Okoro?
Isaac Okoro.
Looked great, actually. Looked phenomenal down there.
He's always been a guy that's like a tweener. Like, he's like a 6'6 small forward, so he's like a little small to be a power forward and a little... I don't know. He's probably fine size for small forward. It's just he's not... super tall, which is crazy to say a 6'6 guy is not tall, but I don't know. He's a tweener. He doesn't really have a true position, but he's a great scorer. He was an awesome scorer at Auburn. Never really got a true chance in Cleveland, in my opinion, so kind of glad we got him. You know, Lonzo is probably not going to be super productive ever again. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
So might as well get something for him when he can. So I'm not super mad at it.
He's 24. Doesn't have the injuries that Lonzo always goes through. So
yeah.
I mean, that 100%. Was a big thing. Lonzo had all the potential, but if you're not on the court, you're, you know, you're a liability.
The best ability is availability.
Yeah. Which I'll touch on with some of my team later.
Oh boy.
Two players that I want to be able to get rid of. And we'll get into that. We'll talk football. We'll do some recaps. So first
Steelers on the bye, and they still won. Ravens, Browns, Bengals all lose in week 5.
Do the Ravens make the playoffs?
No. They're going to be 1-5 after this week.
Yeah, Lamar's doubtful.
Yeah.
So he didn't practice.
They're playing the Rams.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton probably won't play either.
Hear me out. The Bills lost. But they still kind of won this week, if that makes sense, in terms of the Ravens lost again and the Chiefs lost again.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, we already have the lead. We just have to make sure we beat the Patriots to get there, to be there. So
I'm just telling you, dude, this is the year to do it if you're Buffalo.
No, absolutely.
To get to the Super Bowl.
And the Bengals are fully out of contention.
This is the year to do it for the Bills.
Best quarterback in the league, though? Joe Burrow. They're terrible without him.
He's good. He's not better than Josh Allen. He's not better than Lamar.
But 49ers-Rams, what the hell? That's what I have to say about that one. What?
Weird game.
You're missing – you have Mac Jones. You're missing wide receiver 1, 2, 3. Kittle was out. It's Christian McCaffrey and friends. And I had the Rams absolutely – I thought it would be a blowout.
Pretty much a home game for the Niners because it was in SoFi, so – that's unreal. Did you see the video of all the Niners fans there? It was crazy.
It's not even Stafford looked bad. Like, he had 389, three touchdowns. They just couldn't get the run game going. Kyren had some crucial fumbles. They shot themselves in the foot, and they should have won that game. Absolutely. There's no reason to lose that game. You were a good team already contending. You are playing a team that's missing their entire offense.
They kind of needed that win, too.
No, they're 4-1. The 4-1 Niners.
With the game up in head-to-head, so, like, you're really two games back.
Yeah. What I will say with that, the Niners set up in a pretty good position at this point, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Being 4-1, and what I've also been taught is Purdy's kind of a merchant in terms of...
Do you just rock out with Mac Jones?
Hear me out. It's just the Niners, it doesn't matter who's back there.
I agree.
You could throw Trent Dilfer back there. They'd still contend. And
Super Bowl champion.
But it's because of the elite defense that he had around him. And the Niners thrive with anyone, honestly. They maybe gave up on Trey Lance too early, simply because of the weapons that they had around them. They were like, oh, look at Purdy. Purdy does play well. I don't think he plays well most other places. I don't think he's the best quarterback I've ever seen. Mac Jones is thriving. Mac Jones looked like the worst quarterback I'd ever seen. Not true. But very bad when we played them. He was... idiotic decisions.
Is it
poor footwork?
Go ahead.
I just people thrive in that system, and that's why I say like the same thing with like a Jalen Hurts. I just like ripping into him because they have everything, and I think that he gets put in those top five conversations, even though I don't think if he was anywhere else he'd play top five unless it's the Niners.
I agree. Do you think that the Niners are better off with Mac Jones because he's a more talented football player? Is that crazy to say?
No, I don't think they're better off with Mac. And I think that's simply because there's just not enough on tape for it. You can have a few good stretches, but when things get hard, that's where it really shows.
I'd be interested to see how it goes, and they might, because Purdy's in and out of health. But
I still think they should draft a quarterback.
I do, too. I really do. You're not paying Debo. Well, you're paying Warner and Bosa, but rookie quarterback, you get 4 years, 5 years of pretty cheap and potentially elite quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
So I would also draft quarterback. I just don't know how good this class is going to be. That's what scares me about the Steelers this year, is that they've made it adamant they're going to draft one this year, and I don't love the class. So, kind of scary.
Would you rather have one of these raw talents, such as a Sellers or a Lagway or someone that's less polished with the potential, or do you rather have a sure thing with a lower ceiling, such as, we'll say, just throw out like a Carson Beck?
I would rather have one more year of Aaron Rodgers at age 42.
Okay.
If I had to choose what I could get next year, that's what I would choose.
So are you saying draft Love?
I mean, if you can find a guy that's raw and needs to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a year, wouldn't be the worst idea ever. Or you just rock out with Will Howard next year, suck, and then draft the guy next year.
Yeah, get the top guy. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Bills. Where are we at? Wait, do you guys... What picks do you guys have? What do you...
We got a first, a second, 3/3.
Damn.
2/4.
What did you trade for 6/7? Or was he a free agent?
That was last year's draft. So it was right before the draft. We traded
the
second
pick. Yeah, that's right. Seems light. Okay.
Just a second.
Set up. Like, what? But, we're still on game one. Yeah, I think it's inexcusable by the Rams. I still think McVay's the best coach in the league. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that's the most talented Rams roster. It was brutal seeing Kyren fumble. I love me some Kyren Williams.
Yeah, that's always been his bugaboo.
Yeah, yeah. He had 11 fumbles in college, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he can fix that. Because I really like Kyren. He's a great back, but yeah, cost them the game.
He's good in all facets. He's a good runner. He catches the ball. He's the best pass-blocking running back in the league, in my opinion. So, yeah, that's really his only flaw.
Him and Scataboo. That's not even crazy. You see him lay out the tackle. Or not tackle. Yeah, they were DN, maybe? It was someone huge, though. What's the next game that we have? Actually, well, I could just flip the page.
Browns-Vikings in London, probably, was where we start.
We both went Vikings. Was much closer than I thought it would. It was a punt party, and I think that's because it's an international game, typically. The big story there, Addison got benched for the first quarter. Do you see that?
Mm-mm.
Benched first quarter, because he went out, they're in London, right?
Yeah.
He went out exploring in London instead of being with the team.
He is a wild man.
Yeah. Great player.
Great player.
But yeah, pump party. Offenses typically don't look good overseas, and I know they want to expand. I get getting the international coverage. Players just look bad. They're just too jet-lagged. They're not staying there for the week. Like, the World Cup, it's like, okay, these players have been here for months training and such, you know?
100%.
NFL, they're there 3 days. Like, it's just different.
Kind of worried about the Browns this week after watching this game.
Think the Browns are good?
No, but I think the Steelers are due for one. A Tomlin special.
Hey, we just had a McDermott special. He's not a good coach. I'm going to say it.
They're the same coach. They're literally the same coach. One just has a way better quarterback.
Josh Allen Merchant.
Yeah.
I'll rant. I will rant. We'll get there. That'll be like last, though. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about that game. It was an ugly game. Backup quarterbacks. The Browns are the Browns. They're not good. They could have won that game. They had 5 or 6 chances to win that game, but they just didn't take advantage. So,
which also screw them for trading Flacco to the Bengals. Why are you trying to help them?
Yeah, I don't get it. I still don't think they'll be good.
But no, but they'll be better.
Do you think Flacco dies?
Probably. The odds say someday, yeah, he will die.
No, but I'm saying, like, genuinely behind that line, like, you have is he 40?
He's got to be close.
He's at least 38. I know that. And you're going against the bottom 3 offensive line in the league. He has a bottom 3 offensive line in the league.
They're probably the worst.
He has no mobility. It's just, he's cooked. I feel bad because he's not going to have time. He's going to get smashed back there, and it's just not fair. But
that's how he's going to go out.
What'd they trade for him? I saw 5th? The trade, and then I was like, I didn't care.
That was a 5th?
And that's still too much, I think. I just lose and get a better pick.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do anything with him anyway, you know?
You're not making the playoffs. Your season's cooked unless you trade for him as soon as Burrow went down. Just lose and get a top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. I mean,
go get a tackle.
Yes. Next up, Cowboys Jets.
BTA.
Yeah, we predicted that Jets might be. Is it crazy to say that they are the worst?
They're bad.
I think the Saints have played much better.
They're worse than the Saints. They're worse Dolphins than the Giants. They're worse than the Titans.
Yeah, maybe. That Titans game is gonna be an interesting one to talk about, but Cowboys, Dak looks good. Their run game's finally going. That's something that I'm not used to with the Cowboys since Zeke in, like, 2016.
Yeah. Javonte's been a pleasant surprise, which I hated on it. I thought they were totally screwed in the run game, but Lions look good, too. George Pickens has been so good for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. You see Jerry Jones?
No.
He was flipping the bird to fans.
Oh.
Which was fun.
Bad boy.
And it was I saw big news around, and I was like, who cares? He was laughing. He was having fun. The fan was having fun. But, yeah, I expect a belt. There's not much to say about this game. It's just that the Jets suck. The Jets offensive line, terrible. Jets defense, terrible. Sauce hasn't looked good.
Sauce has regressed every year, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Since his good rookie year.
He just holds everyone, and now he's getting called on it.
Yeah, and he's, I don't know, he's not super talented.
Fields is another guy that I think has all the fundamentals, all the physical traits, but is mentally incompetent when it comes
to can't process past the first read. He's never been able to. I don't know how he keeps getting starting jobs. He's playing okay, but it's a bad team, and they're throwing the ball an awful too much for Justin Fields.
He's the modern-day Tyrod Taylor.
He's better, or he's worse than Tyrod Taylor.
I think so, but he just bounced around. He's getting jobs because people get hurt or because there's just an absolute lack. People pay him very little money, and he just plays football.
It's kind of wild that there's 32 NFL teams, and there's not enough good quarterbacks to fill all 32 teams. Isn't that nuts?
A little bit. Especially when you have, I mean, maybe not in a year, but you have all these teams that have quarterbacks. A good quarterback, play 10 years. I'm saying 10 years for one team, probably, if you're above average.
Should we play the game?
Who's better than Justin Fields?
No, of, like, who's good and who's bad. How many good quarterbacks are there actually in the NFL? Like, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Like a Mendoza line for quarterbacks.
Yeah. Let's do it. We might as well run through it.
Okay, so
Allen's good. May's good.
May's good.
Fields is not good.
Fields is not good. Tua's not good.
So 2-2 split in the East already.
Yep. All right, let's go north.
Right now or beginning of the season?
We'll say beginning of the season, because I think if we're measuring the best quarterbacks in the world, mm-hmm. Burrow's good, Lamar's good.
Rodgers is good. Dude, he's still good.
I might put him he might be the line.
Check the numbers, he's balling out.
He's the line for me.
He just went 18 for 22 for a touchdown and 200 yards against the best defense, one of the best defenses in the league.
I'm going to go 4 for 4, and we'll see.
No. Aaron Rodgers is still a good quarterback. 81% completion against the Vikings.
We're talking top 16. Let's see if we can.
He's easily top 16.
I just don't know until we lay him out. So it's a maybe for me. We'll see where we're at with the
others. Well, if he's top 16, then he's good.
Yes.
So he's on the good list. And then whoever the Browns guy is not. So it's 5-3.
Okay.
He is good. Check the number. He's been so good this year. He is completing the ball at a higher rate than ever since his MVP year.
Let's hit the south. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, good?
Yes. 6-3.
Stroud. He's near the line for me.
I still think he's good.
Okay.
7-3.
Lawrence, I'm still not saying good.
I'm not sold on Lawrence either. I think that's 7-4.
7-4, and then who are we missing?
Cam Ward. Not yet.
Not yet. He's below the line.
7-5.
7-5. West. Patrick Mahomes is good.
Yeah.
That's 8.
Herbert's good.
Herbert's good.
9. Knicks is good.
10.
Geno is not good.
Geno's not good.
So 10. 6.
Okay.
Which is crazy. It's one conference and there's only 10 good quarterbacks.
Okay.
NFC East. Dak is good. Hurts is good.
Give me a sec. I'm going to put my maybes on the line.
You cannot have Rodgers as a maybe, but also CJ Stroud as a maybe.
Huh?
Rodgers is good.
I have Rodgers and Stroud as maybes. Continue.
Dak good. Hurts good.
Yep. So that's 12.
Daniel's good.
Daniel's good. That's 13.
Jackson Dart or Russell Wilson? Which one are we going?
We're going to go Dart, and I'm going to say not yet.
I also think not yet. But he's closer than any of the ones so far.
Okay. West, Kyler, not good.
Not good. I agree.
Stafford, good.
Yep.
So 14? Mm-hmm. Anyone on Niners, not that good. I put them on the line. I agree.
They're not there.
And then we have...
Darnold.
No, not good. I put him below that line, too.
I agree. It's a very, very tough. He's probably the closest one to the line. I'm going to say he's below it.
So what are we at? How many? Was it 13 or 14 we have? 14. Damn. We had... Oh, I'll have to go back. We had how many? 10 from the AFC. Then we hit two conferences where we went...
Three and then...
So 13, 14?
Yeah, because just Stafford in the West,
Stafford,
right?
Yeah. Okay, North. Goff is good.
Yep, Love's good.
Love's good. That's 16.
Caleb?
I'm going to go below the line. Not good.
Ooh. I like Caleb this year. He's been good this year.
But if we're talking... Are we talking upper half of the league? Or are we talking just good quarterback?
Just good quarterback.
Oh, never mind. I've been doing it like a line drawn at 16.
Well, there's a line, but it can be skewed on either side.
Because I'm splitting them that way. Okay, that's how I've been splitting it up.
But, like, either way, that's still you've still been valid the whole time.
I mean, yeah. It's good or not good. But Vikings, who are we going with for the Vikings?
Go McCarthy.
Still, He's not yet.
Neither of them are good. Who are we kidding, to be honest? But, and then you got the South, which is Penix.
Wait, did we hit Old North?
Yeah.
Okay. Penix.
We're at 17, right?
Penix is another maybe for me. Like, I just don't...
I think not yet.
Fair. I'm cool with not yet, but I just... It's such a strong maybe. Rattler's not good.
Rattler's bad. Well, not good, at least.
He's 1 in 10.
Yeah.
But he has been playing his heart out.
Young is a no for me.
Young's a no. He's
and Baker
Mayfield
is so good.
You see him talk to the fan?
Yeah. That's cool. So only 18 out of the 32 NFL teams have a solidified good quarterback.
Yes.
Crazy talk.
Then who's the line of average right now, in your opinion?
Sam Darnold. No, because he can't be.
He's off that. For me, it's the maybes.
CJ Stroud.
I think it's Stroud.
Don't say it.
I think Rodgers is one above him.
No. I think he's better than that.
Rodgers the 15th
he's
best
better
quarterback
than
that. In the league.
No, he's better than that.
No, 15.
He's like 12.
We can go through the quarterbacks. Better than Aaron Rodgers. All right. This isn't going... You know what?
You're going to let me have an opinion, or are you just going to rattle off nonsense?
Rattle off nonsense? No, you get an opinion.
Okay.
Allen's better.
Yep.
Drake May's better.
Yep. That's two.
That's it for the East. Burrow's better?
Mm-hmm.
Lamar's better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. South? No, I'm kidding.
Nobody in the South's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Daniel Jones?
Need to see more.
I need to see more from Rodgers. He's on a new team. He looked terrible on the Jets.
He's been great this year.
So is Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but Rodgers is a four-time MVP, and he's won a Super Bowl.
In the past, Ben Roethlisberger was phenomenal until the end of his career.
What are we talking about?
Well, give me Daniel Jones.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you say that.
Okay, West. Give me Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, give me three out of the four there.
Give me Bill Nix. And give me Herbert. So that's eight. Mm-hmm. That's half of the league. And we hit East, West, North, South. Okay. That's eight. Give me Dak.
Yeah, this year's been pretty good.
Give me Daniels.
Mm-hmm. No, not Hurts.
Give me Hurts.
No way you're taking...
Yes, I'm taking
Look at his stats this year. He's been brutal.
And they're winning.
So are the Steelers. Steelers are also winning.
But I'd rather take the athletic Jalen Hurts. I don't have him top five.
Aaron Rodgers is the most accurate quarterback in football.
Give me Stafford. In the West? That's it. Just give me Stafford.
Okay.
North? Give me Goff.
Goff and Love.
Give me Love.
You're not taking Caleb Williams over Aaron Rodgers. For this season, no way.
Okay, that's fair.
And then Baker is the only one also.
Baker? Which draws Rodgers at 16.
Yeah, but I disagree with
how he's many. The line.
I disagree with Jones.
That's about it.
So I would say Stafford's iffy.
No. Stop it.
I would. Stop it. I would say it's iffy. I would say Hurts, no way.
Come on.
No way Hurts is better than Aaron Rodgers in football. No.
This is bias, I think.
No, Aaron Rodgers is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts. Put Rodgers on the Eagles, what does that look like?
About the same.
It's a better football team.
Give me Hurts.
It's a better football team. He gets the ball out quicker. He gets the ball out more accurate. He can hand the ball off just as good as Jalen Hurts can.
Can he run like Hurts?
No. Doesn't have to. Jalen Hurts doesn't run anyway.
A little bit.
He runs for 1 yard.
Rodgers isn't doing a tush push. They rely on that.
Rodgers, by the way, just had a 12-yard rushing conversion last week in Ireland.
Okay. So, say your argument, Rodgers is 14-16. If you go that way.
I would put him personally at like 13, but that's totally fine.
We just named him.
Better than Hurts. Better than Jones. Better than, I think, Stafford.
Stafford, no way. Stafford, the other ones, I can see the argument. I think Stafford's a better quarterback right now. Right now.
At times, also has been better than Knicks and May. But their ceiling and their total collection of football has been better this season. He has. He's having a great year, dude.
We'll check back in 5 weeks, and then we'll do this again. We will rattle this off again.
All right.
See where we feel. Because Daniel Jones will probably fall off that. But we will see. We're 1 hour and 5 in. We're just on game 4. Where are we at? Raiders, Giants, Saints, skip. Giants look terrible. Rattler gets his first win. I don't care about this game. So we're going quick. We don't care about this game. Raiders, Colts. Belt. No offensive line. No defense. Good on the Colts.
Raiders are terrible.
Raiders suck. Dolphins, Panthers. Terrible teams.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, I watched just throw the ball. Just fumble it. No non-contact. Strip
sack. Game-winning touchdown. Mitchell Evans, rookie, Notre Dame. Shout out to Mitch Evans.
Shout out Mitch Evans. Bad game. Broncos, Eagles. We'll talk Broncos, Eagles. Don't care about these
other. What a comeback.
Yeah, definitely. Because Jalen Hurts is not top 20. No, I'm kidding.
Jalen Hurts is not good. I'm sorry. You can't get the ball to either of those two wide receivers, you are not a good quarterback.
Broncos defense, the lead. Bo Nix went.
But all year, he's been able to get
ridiculous. I'm liking these Broncos. I really am.
I do too.
I'm liking this AFC West. No, I'm not. I hate it that they're good. But
Broncos are going to win that division.
Maybe. Chiefs are not looking like they're going to win this division right now, which is
beautiful. Chargers are beat up. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the problem. Joe Alt, without him.
Omarion Hampton on the IR now.
I did see that. That's tough.
Vlad McConkey has been bad.
Yeah, but that's been made up by Johnston.
QJ's been good.
QJ's been phenomenal. I'm sorry for calling you a bust. It just took you 3 years to show me anything. it's not even on me, really.
It's fair, yeah.
But yeah, Eagles, I figured they would get a loss, honestly. I picked them in this game. But it was bound to happen. I didn't think the Eagles were going undefeated. I don't think they're as good as everyone said. It wasn't even that they shot themselves in the foot. I just don't think they were the better team.
They're not playing well on offense.
No, and everyone just gives them the pass. So, yeah. That's what I have. Eagles will bounce back. I think so. I don't know who they play. I will soon. Texans, Ravens. Not much to say here. No Lamar. They struggle. It doesn't even matter. It's like their offense, they have an elite offensive line. Derrick Henry, who has not looked that great. The defense is supposedly elite.
They've been bad all year,
yeah,
even when they're healthy.
Supposedly elite. But they're banged up. They just signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I said the Bills should sign him 4 weeks ago. He was there.
Also just traded Adafe Owe.
Yeah.
Why?
For
Alohi Gilman, Notre Dame legend.
Where'd they trade it? Wait, where is he at now?
Chargers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, they're in tank mode, it looks like, which is crazy for the talent that they have.
So happy.
The worst, he's, out of the two Harbaugh brothers, Ravens have the worst one.
Yeah, I agree.
I've never
super happy that they suck.
I've never thought he was a good coach. I'll say that. Yeah. Like, I think that he's thrived because he's had a phenomenal roster, but he's made boneheaded decisions. Him, Tomlin, and McDermott are very similar.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
They thrive because...
high-end talent.
Yeah. Titans cards. This is the fun one.
What a game. Not really.
What a game, but not because of what a game, if that makes sense. It's what a game because...
it's incredibly bad football.
The Cards wanted to lose. They actually just handed the L. Like, they... oh, did they drop a touchdown? By drop a touchdown, I mean at the goal line.
Demo Cardo.
Yeah.
However you say it.
Broke out.
Like, pretty much assaulted by Jonathan Gannon on the sideline.
Should have been. Back-to-back weeks. I'm saying back-to-back weeks, you just saw Donnie Mitchell drop one. Yeah. And you're still going to do it? Like, I'm celebrate after. This has to stop. This should be 101. Like, hold on to the ball like this.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan Taylor does that now. And there's a few others that have started to just absolutely hug the football. Saquon. Saquon's big on that. Get in there, celebrate. Don't hold the ball out. Stop doing that.
Stupid.
That, in an interception, turned to a touchdown? Mm-hmm. Threw a pick, cornered, fumbled it, touchdown. Who scored it? It was someone ridiculous. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. I'll have to look that up. Regardless, still. How? I don't know how they choked that game. It wasn't even Cam Ward playing. It's not even Cam Ward's fault, like I've said, but it's not the Titans playing better. It's not the Cardinals literally gave them the game.
Yeah, and they kind of needed that game to stay in the NFC West race, too, a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, that one hurts, dude. Yeah. Jonathan Gannon, he got fined $100,000 for that altercation on the sideline, I think. And they said there's further, like, repercussions to come. So he might get suspended. But. My lord. Deserved.
No, absolutely. And that was a bit far, but bits of stretch, but can't be fumbling. Can't be assaulting your players. They both can be true statements. Bucks Seahawks. Baker. Most so clutch good. Quarterback in the NFL.
What a line. Let me read it off for you.
Is that a crazy statement? As the most clutch? Maybe not the best quarterback. But if you're giving me a two-minute drill, give me Baker over anyone.
Ooh, over anyone,
over
huh?
anyone right now.
On planet Earth?
Yes. Give me Iguodala. But no, I think Baker has led, like, in his Bucs time, like, 9 comebacks, like, game-winning drives.
He's been very good.
And he's a vet now.
Little concerned about the defense, but he himself, 29 of 33... which is what? 88% completion percentage for 379 yards and 2 touchdowns. That'll work. Should play.
Seahawks played good. I will say that. It was a very close game. It just, like I said, it comes down to being clutch. And I think Seattle...
Darnold threw a pick in the last minute of the game, so...
He saw a ghost.
He did.
And it's cool to see that they're still doing well. I mean, the stories of that draft class, Allen, Lamar, those are the ones people talk about a lot. Baker and Darnold have come into their own. And it really depends on the environment. The Browns could use a guy like that. Baker right now is probably as good as Deshaun Watson was in his prime.
Better. He's better. He's very good.
So,
Deshaun Watson's playing well.
It was a great game, though. Lions Bengals, we're skipping this game. The Browning back there. I'm serious. It's like it's belt. Like there's nothing to talk about besides the Lions went in, whooped them like everyone is doing. Browning, he'd be elite in a Taco Bell drive-through.
Yeah.
He's the worst quarterback I've seen. I'd rank him number 60 out of 32. Like.
Yeah. He's bad.
He should just be outright cut.
Yeah. Probably should be banished from the league.
Yes. Purgatory. Death row. Not death row. Not. Can't say that. But it's like he's not. Browning's been terrible. And that's all that is to this game. And the Lions are the Lions. And the Lions are top 3 team right now.
Good football team. Might be number one.
Might be number one. Commanders, Chargers. The story of this game. I picked the Chargers. Joe Alt being gone, crucial to them. Hampton getting hurt, crucial. But yeah, Alt being gone is literally, it shows how good he is because how bad it is with him out.
Yeah.
So.
Not great.
That's why I sort of like, good on Daniels. Yeah. It's a calm game. But 27-10 on that one. Pats, Bills. You want to start, you start. You got it.
I just think that the Bills simply can't go undefeated. So, these games will happen.
Yep. Divisional game.
Allen didn't look great. Offense didn't look super in rhythm. Couldn't quite get James Cook going.
Yep.
Defense wasn't awful.
Defense was good.
Yeah, it wasn't awful. They let Steph Diggs go absolutely off, which can't happen in a revenge game, but
it did. Injuries. It's
no, that's what they're super banged up on D, and I'll be honest, the play calling hasn't been great since the Ravens game.
I agree. I think that they need to stop that shovel pass. It's been shut down 4 times. It worked the first time. Stop doing it.
Yeah. They just have looked out of rhythm the last couple weeks, which they'll fix. It'll be fine.
Every time Hockley's a ref, 20 calls against us. It's always nitpicky. Some of those were very, very bad calls.
I agree.
Some hands to the face that weren't there. Some holding that was weak. And that was not why we lost the game. It was just sloppy and a big part of why we lost, though.
Yeah.
But it's not the whole story because, yeah, out of rhythm, sloppy play, paying players that suck. Dawson Knox should be cut after this year. He's making like $9 million a year and he's tight end three. He's
bad.
Matt Milano should have been traded 2 years ago. I love me some Milano. He's 32 and he plays an eighth of the time. We're missing Ed Oliver. Trey's washed. It goes to show how good Dorian Strong has been as a rookie. He's on IR.
Mm-hmm.
Bills just shot themselves in the foot. Turnovers that were just crucial, giving them the ball at the 50 consistently. Doing the same thing that we did against the Saints for the most part. Just it's Drake May is much better than Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bills are a better team. I think they win most of the time in this game, but it's a very Bills loss in a game that we didn't want to win.
And they that got pick, some stuff to figure out.
The pick at the end by Allen was brutal. And as always, I love Allen. He kind of threw a fit, was cussing out the player, and I'm like, you threw it right to him.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Do you think the Bills need to establish a number one receiver?
No. And I think the everybody eats thing has actually worked. I think that's fine. I think it was just sloppy play. Some bad tosses. I think a lot of this one was on Allen, and we couldn't get the run game going, so they just dropped back. I don't think that that's the issue. I think the issue is the corners right now, and if Maxwell Hairston doesn't play well, and Dorian Strong's out for a while, I mean, we don't even know when Maxwell Hairston will be back, but it's like, we really need him to be good, or we're done for, and I think at trade deadline, get a safety.
Yeah, they should probably...
Probably should have gotten Gardner Johnson. I just don't see why not. But yeah, I think there's definitely concerns. It'll be nice to have Ed Oliver back. Practice injury has sidelined him for 4 weeks. And you can keep saying, oh, we're playing easy teams. We can let these guys rest. Let them get healthy. Eventually, it's going to come back and bite you, and it did. So.
Yeah. I don't think the Patriots are as good as people are giving them credit for. I think the Bills just handed them that game.
Yeah. And terrible coaching at the end. I know there's 25 seconds left. Not much to happen. Kickers can boot the ball now. You start at the 30. Why are you trying to return that ball? Congrats, I can be the hero. I can return it. No, give Allen one corner shot and then try and kick it. That's what you should do.
Yep.
And if he doesn't get that, maybe he airs it out. But you don't give a chance to start at 10 when you could be at the 30.
Yeah.
We'll fix it. I'm not concerned, if that makes sense. Like, I think we will be okay. And I think it's good to. I don't think it's good to go undefeated, if that makes sense. I think you have to have some adversity throughout a season.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not going to happen either. It just doesn't happen.
Bills are going to bounce back. We'll talk about it. I think they're going to, even in Atlanta, I think they're going to.
They're going to roll. Yeah,
roll the Falcons. They'll come back mad. And then we have a bye, then the Panthers. which we're going to have Michael Hoge, we're going to have Ogunjobi, for what that means anymore.
He's bad.
He's bad, but we do need a run stopper, and Ed Oliver coming back will be huge. Jalen Walker's looked good. TJ Sanders is hurt. That's been bad. Landon Jackson played 2 plays. I don't know why he's in prison. It's the McDermott yearly prison. Rousseau showed up for the first time this year.
So. Yep.
Bosa was in a chokehold. He couldn't get any pressure.
I did notice that, just watching it in real time. So.
It's, who's the rookie tackle?
Will Campbell.
He's phenomenal. Yeah, he's going to be there. Barring any injury, of course, he's going to be there. A staple left tackle for them for 10 years at least. He's amazing. Chiefs-Jags. Awesome.
Yeah, one of the better Monday night games in a while.
I think the big play to talk about is, well, the Jags defense has been elite.
It has been.
Devin Lloyd, 99-yard pick 6 in the red zone, completely flipped that game. Some of the worst tackling I've seen in my life.
Dude.
They had him 4 times. Even at the end, they were right on him. They didn't even try and tackle. You might not get him. You should try.
Probably should try, yeah. I would recommend it.
That was a very slow pick 6. That dude was not moving that fast.
What a bad throw. Can we talk about the throw? It was brutal.
It was.
Cannot do that.
I don't know what he was looking at. And I don't think Mahomes has regressed. I'm going to say that. I think he's still very elite. I don't think he's one of the best 2 right now. I think it's between Lamar and Allen.
Is he 30 now?
Hmm?
He's 30 now?
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
He's 30.
I think he's 30.
Yeah. It's coming. That's all I got to say.
I don't know what the Bills are going to do without Allen in the future. We're going to suck for another 20 years once he's gone. But
just the play style of the new quarterbacks is not sustainable be past 33, 34.
Yeah.
It's because they're so mobile and they rely on it so much. So, I mean, that day's coming quicker than people think where Mahomes isn't going to be able to do it anymore, dude, which is crazy. But
yeah, and once Allen can't do it, we'll have someone that can, Drake May.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Oh, yeah, I didn't give him – by the way, going back a little bit, Flowers, Drake May, he looked phenomenal. He's going to be a problem in the future, and they're going to be our only competition for the next 5 years.
Yeah, the Jets will never be good.
Jets will never be good. Dolphins are in the middle of imploding, so. but, yeah, Chiefs-Jags, I think more so it was – they didn't do enough. The Chiefs couldn't – they choked the game away. I was very, very pleased, but – good on the Jaguars. Defense played clean. I think that was important. Not a lot of penalties. Late game stretch, they just had him in a box.
Trevor Lawrence legacy drive to win the game.
Stumble bum. He fell. Well, he got tripped. Fell again and still scored.
Did you watch Chris Jones on the replay?
He stood there and did nothing.
Didn't even move.
I think he thought he was down. That's where I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he thought the play was dead. It wasn't. It's a weird play.
I don't like him. So I'm going to say he just is being lazy. But you're probably right.
It's such a weird play. Weirdest game winner I've seen. One of the weirder touchdowns I've seen, I think, up with that. And maybe Mariota and Mariota.
Yeah, that was weird, too.
both
against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm used to crazy things happening against Bills, but... statistically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the week.
Cool.
Hour 20 in, so we're going to make quick picks today.
Quick picks.
Eagles-Giants, give me the Eagles.
Eagles by a billion.
Yeah, final score prediction, give me 42-5. There's going to be a safety in there.
23-13. Thursday night, they're not going to score a ton.
Fair. They miss an extra point, do you think? Or do you think it's going to be 2 field goals?
2 field goals.
Got you. Broncos-Jets. Broncos.
Light. 3 field goals, sorry.
I'm never... What?
23.
Oh, I thought you said 13.
Oh, the Giants are going to score 13, yeah.
Yeah.
Touchdown, okay. 2 field goals.
Broncos-Jets, sorry. I didn't really... Yeah, Broncos. Yeah, Jets are the worst team. What are the score on this one?
What is this? Broncos-Jets?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Broncos 38, Jets 16.
I don't think the Broncos will score like that. I feel like they'll kind of let up the gas. So I'm going to say 28, 3.
Jets are bad.
Seahawks, Jags. Going Jags. That's crazy. I know. That defense has looked too elite. Sam Darnold against elite defenses with Allen, the craziest weapons. He has a few. JSN. Pretty much JSN. yeah. I think the Jags defense is going to flood Darnold, and I think he throws 2 picks. And that's why I'm going Jags. And I'm going to go Jags 24-15.
I like Seattle in this game.
You'll probably be right.
I'm going to take the Seahawks 28-25.
There's a lot of teams I'm not picking this year. Chargers, Dolphins. I'm not picking the Dolphins. I can't.
But
is Joe Alt out still?
I think so. I think he's on IR.
Still not going to pick the Dolphins. So give me an ugly game. Give me a 14-10.
16-6 Chargers.
Yeah. Ravens, Rams. Give me Rams. Why? Lamar's out. Or Lamar's banged up. They're done. I think the Rams need a revenge game after that.
38-13 Rams.
Damn. Give me 35. Also going 15. Oh, this one's fun. Cardinals, Colts.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be Colts by murder. Colts have looked great this year. Give me, what's a weird score I can throw out? I don't know how, but we're gonna go 31-12. All field goals.
That's not a bad idea. I'll go 31-19 Colts.
Fun score. Cowboys, Panthers. I'm not picking the Panthers. Bryce Young, I just can't.
I've picked them way too many times this year.
You're not doing it this week, are you?
You go first.
Come on. Give me the Cowboys. Dak's look too good. This would be a very Cowboys game to lose. They're not going to. 14. 13. They're going to miss the extra point.
What did Drake say?
Said a lot of things. Something about Kendrick, I don't know.
Might just get hit with the Rico. Rico Dowdle again. 23-19 Panthers. Rico revenge game.
I think you picked the Panthers in
way too many times. But Rico Dowdle looked unreal last week.
I think 3 out of 4.
203 yards rushing. 2 TDs.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he went off.
I didn't know he had that much.
He went off.
Pat Saints. Also, yeah, you picked the Panthers in the majority of the games. Pats, Saints? Give me the Pats. Saints aren't winning twice in a row. That's it. I think the Saints put up a donut. We're going to say 0.
First shutout?
Yeah, 27-0 Pats.
23-10 Pats.
Steelers, Browns. Give me the Steelers. I know you're saying it. I think I have to go Steelers. I'm not picking the Browns. I get it's the rivalry game. The Browns do good in the rivalry. They're terrible. If you guys lose this one, I'm sad for you. So if I'm going picks and who should win, 28-14 Steelers.
I never picked the Steelers last year. I've been picking them this year because I'm being more realistic. I think this is a Tomlin special game. I think they lose this game. I think the defense is going to be too much for the Steelers' struggling pass block right now. Don't know if they'll get the run game going. They haven't really got it going all year besides Kenneth Gainwell in Dublin. Browns are going to win an ugly one. It's going to be 17-13 Cleveland.
Question. Do you see Shadur this week?
No, it's going to be Gabriel.
No, I know. But you think fourth quarter maybe they'll mix it up, something like that? They're getting killed.
I hope so.
Okay. Worst game of the week, Titans Raiders. I don't know anyone tuning into this.
Oh boy.
I don't know who I want to pick. I think Titans got too lucky though. So I'm gonna go the Raiders. I don't think they get lucky twice. It's in Vegas, for what that means. 7-6.
I think the Raiders have way more weapons. I think they'll win, like, 23-16.
That's a bad game.
Yeah, that's awful stuff.
Niners, Bucks.
Tough Tough one here.
Give me Baker and the Bucks. I'm not picking against Baker in Tampa. Yeah. And I'm going to go... It's always a close game, so I'm going to say game-winning drive, 27-24.
I have concerns about Tampa's defense. Niners keep winning. Everyone thinks they shouldn't be. They're going to keep winning. I'm going to take the Niners.
Last 2 years I picked against the Niners, and I'm always wrong.
I'm going to take them 26-23, game-winning field goal.
Game-winning field goal, okay. Bengals? Packers.
Ew.
Packers? 52. Bengals? 7.
42-21. Green Bay.
Game of the week? Lions Chiefs. Give me the Lions. Chiefs have not looked good this year, and the Lions have looked elite, and I don't think that's going to change. It's in Kansas City. Give me the Lions. It's going to shock some people. 35-14. I think it's going to be a blowout.
I like the Lions, too. I think it'll be a little closer. Give me 28-24.
Bills, Falcons. Bills are going to be angry. They're going to come out. And it's either they start slow, pick it up in the second half, or they start off amazing and they just hold a lead all game. But really, I think that the Bills are going to win this game. And I think that they're going to win. We score 30 most weeks. 33. Falcons, 24.
I was going to go 35-20. So, pretty similar. Yeah, they take care of business this week.
I'm just going to write down our picks here. Commanders versus the Bears in Washington. Well,
this game last year was the Hail Mary game.
Yes.
Also in Washington. I'm taking the Bears.
Wow. I'm going to scratch that out.
I like Caleb Williams this year, which is crazy because I don't like him. But he's been good. I think the Bears win 27-24.
Give me the Commanders. I like Jaden Daniels too much. I'm going to say that they're going to win 30. No, I've had too many 30s.
Ooh.
24. Actually, 25-24. 1 point.
Wow. All right. That would be very Bears to lose like that. But, yeah.
It's going to be a game-winning drive, too. I'm not sure how you're in 25. The math will add up somehow. Somewhere. Well,
that's got to if you picked it.
Would it have to be a safety? Probably a 2 point in there somewhere. We'll see. The math never adds up. I never even look at the score for these. I just pick outright winners. So.
There you go.
I'll check back within you in a week when Brandon wins all the 50-50s again.
I did pick the Panthers again.
Honestly, we've been back and forth. It's either I am completely right or you're completely right.
Which is cool.
Which is cool. But I need this for my legacy. So. Anything else? I think that's what we have. This
one, yeah.
Hour and a half. This has been fun.
Where do you think Chris Olave may end up?
It'd be nice if it was the Bills. Realistically, no. He'll be the Chiefs.
Or?
Nope. No worries.
You know damn well.
He's not going to be a Steeler.
Yeah. Yes, he is. No. He absolutely is.
The only Steelers one I've ever seen hit is Metcalf and Rodgers in 10 years.
Well, he's going to be a Steeler. They're going all in.
Hypothetically.
They're going all in. They got the picks.
I don't think they should go all in. I don't think they're contenders.
Aaron Rodgers is playing really good football.
I still don't. I have them maybe winning a playoff game.
I would take a playoff win. It's been 9 years.
Fair. I just don't think... I don't have my Super Bowl contenders. I don't know. That's just me.
It's a wide-open AFC.
Fair. Give me the Colts. No, don't give me the Colts.
It's either the Steelers or the Bills right now. Right?
Yeah.
The only two proven commodities.
We'll find a way to choke it. We're not making the Super Bowl.
Steelers-Bills might be a war this year on Thanksgiving weekend.
That's going to be a sick Thanksgiving weekend.
In Pittsburgh, 4:30 kickoff. It'll be dark outside. It's going to be
sick. Last time we were in Pittsburgh, I loved it.
It's going to be our color rush again, I think, is probably what they're going
to
do.
Teams wear those?
We do.
Bills need to retire the white uniforms now.
They're bad in person, I thought.
I think the problem is not in person. I think it's the broadcast.
Well, the broadcast. That's what I meant, yeah.
I think they need, if they do it again, I think they need to outline the numbers out there, like a darker blue, just so that you can see who's who.
I didn't like the shoulder logos. They looked like tinfoil.
They looked much better in the, like, pre-design, like, yeah, when they're showing them off. But I think when they were in-game, they'd look very bad.
Yeah.
So.
But it would probably look sick if it was snowing out and not October when it was 70 degrees.
I don't like this rivalry series in terms of they make them wear them on separate days.
Yeah.
That's whack to me.
Which, speaking of that concept, the Bills and Falcons both wearing their throwbacks this weekend. Yep. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, the Bills, I've said for a while, they have a standing buffalo. I've always thought Standing Buffalo was going to be
sick. And
then
the Dirty Birds jerseys are awesome. The Battle Red helmets are so cool.
What are we going to wear? We have red helmets now, don't we?
Yeah, they're wearing those the last game with the Ralph against the Jets, week 18.
Oh, that'd be sick. I will say before I go, also the Bills snapped their winning streak at home. I believe they had
It's been a long one, yeah.
10 straight at home, I believe it was. Or like 11.
Regular season might be longer, even.
Yeah, they just regular season especially. We don't
probably lose Denver on that Monday night game, right?
Was that home? Yes, yeah. It was home. Yeah, because Trent Neff went there. Shout out to Trent Neff.
Yep.
Shout out Devin Williams.
Yep.
Shout out John.
John.
Who else? You want to shout out anyone else from back home?
No.
I
just don't.
Todd? We haven't shouted out Todd. We need him on a pod before we leave.
Just texted me right now, actually.
He texted me, too. All right. That's all I have for the Booper Review. Appreciate you guys for listening in if you did. I don't know if anyone actually listens to this, but still. Wow. Slam dunk. Yep. Even. Yeah. Go
Crank. Bills.
Any final statements?
Steelers. Got to be 3-2.
Stop it. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Crank.